Robin Hood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Pets with panache and purpose. That's what goats can be. And they've fulfilled their promise at Gray Raven Farm in Lanesboro, where 10 grazing goats provide so much milk that their owners, Sharon and Dan Bergeron, actually went into business to use it up. This week, we take a look at the wonderful world of goats. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy in your home. We're becoming accustomed to this reality and have some virtual ideas for you to entertain yourselves and your children. Do check out our happening this week for dates, times, and links. We suggest the following. Williamstown Theater Festival, Community Works. Join the Community Works team for a theater workshop via Facebook Live. All ages are welcome. No prior experience required. Activate your inner thespian and use the workshop as a forum to express yourself. Have the whole family join in as full household participation is encouraged. OLLI Distinguished Speakers Series, Policing Black People in Public Spaces. 2018 saw a rash of troubling incidents in which law enforcement was called to investigate bystander, not first person, accounts of black men, women, and children occupying public and community spaces. Fast forward to 2020, and these disturbing and discriminatory acts persist. So what can we do to stop it? Join Roberta McCulloch-Dews, Director of Administrative Services, in the Office of the Mayor for the City of Pittsfield, and member of the board of the Elizabeth Freeman Center, as she speaks to the historical framework surrounding the policing of black Americans, exploring the role of bias, and highlighting how legislation can play a major part in addressing discriminatory behavior. Dance We Must, virtual movement. Join in a very special evening as Jacob's Pillow, the only national historic landmark dedicated to dance, celebrates the magic and talent of a world of artists finding new ways to come together. In addition to the one-time-only performance, Dance We Must includes pop-up visits by artistic directors from around the world, surprise guests including AIM by Kyle Abraham and Michelle Durance, and the presentation of the 2020 Jacob's Pillow Dance Award. American Trial, the Eric Garner Story. Join in a virtual Q&A moderated by a panel including director of the film American Trial and Eric Garner's widow. American Trial, the Eric Garner Story, is an unprecedented film event, an unscripted courtroom drama that presents the trial that never happened against the NYPD officer who was filmed choking Eric Garner to death in 2014. American Trial employs real-life prosecutors and defense attorneys to conduct an unscripted mock trial using real-life evidence, witnesses, and expert testimony. The event prompts you to cast your own vote on the two charges against Officer Pantaleo and participate in the live Q&A. The Pilates Space presents Pilates in the Park, and this one is live. In addition to their online private and group sessions, the Pilates Space is starting a series of outdoor mat classes 5 days a week. The classes will be located in a rather inspiring outdoor space, West Stockbridge's Outdoor Sculpture Garden, Turn Park Art Space. Make sure to sign up in advance as each session is limited. Check out our website for links on happening this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features are also accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing. Once again, racial justice is much in the forefront of Americans' mind following George Floyd's public murder. This Saturday, the movie house will offer area residents a chance to vote on the guilt of an earlier police officer, Daniel Pantaleo, who was accused in the death of Eric Garner, a black man who, like Floyd, died of asphyxiation while in police custody. Out on a limb, biking into bygone days. Quote, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a woman, I put away childish things, end quote. Well, maybe, but not all childish things should be put away. Sometimes revisiting childhood pleasures is just that, a pleasure. Catherine Boughton remembers and rediscovers the joy of biking. Berkshire Kitchen. From her garden, Jane wonders what to do with all those celery leaves. Celery leaves, like their cousin celeriac leaves, are edible and delicious. Their refreshing flavor can be used in place of parsley and tabbouleh, in a gremolata, or added to mashed potatoes. Or how about a celery leaf pesto? Country Homes, an historic colonial circa 1750. With two beautiful residences, this property has endless possibilities. Live in one spacious home and generate significant rental income from the second. Combine as a gracious single family estate or return to its recent commercial function as residence plus inn and restaurants. Fabulous compound in Warren, Connecticut. Inner Elegance. Just as the pandemic is shedding light on things previously unseen or ignored, the pain in flaming cities and hearts across the country has much to tell us about who we are. As we've witnessed, there is no escaping the truth that we're all connected. Let's make our mark on history by coming together and empowering one another to do better. Be better and make our world a better place for each and every one. Behind the page. I was born into white privilege. I was conditioned to be a racist. I grew up in a completely white upper-class society in Bedford, New York. My family, there were five of us children, lived in a cottage on my paternal grandmother's estate. My parents had many prejudices. Black was one of them. A look at my lifetime journey, examining my own sense of white privilege. Our newly designed site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. All of us at Berkshire Style wish you a safe and happy week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.